This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida said she'll ask the DOJ to investigate Mayor Mike Johnston and the city of Denver over immigration policies. The comments came during a hearing from the House Oversight Committee. Republican lawmakers questioned the mayors of Chicago, New York City, Boston, and Denver. Representative Luna also asked Johnston if he'd be willing to face arrest or engage in civil disobedience to stop federal immigration enforcement.
Just to be clear, did you also say that you would be willing to go to jail to stop deportation efforts?
I did say that I'd be willing to stand up for all of our residents, and the context was that was the point at which the administration was threatening to deploy the U.S. military to streets of our cities to pull kids out of schools and churches.
Thank
so
you.
We were worried about that.
The mayor's office says Denver has not broken any state or federal laws. They said they've always been willing to cooperate with the federal government in getting violent criminals off the streets. Colorado's first confirmed case of COVID-19 was identified 5 years ago today. But as the disease continues to circulate, doctors say they're getting concerned with other viruses, including a recent measles outbreak in Texas. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease physician at UC Health.
I know there's a whole crop of physicians that have never seen a measles case, myself included.
Doctors are also seeing more people hospitalized with the flu and fewer Coloradans getting vaccinated. The Denver Botanic Gardens has released its summer concert lineup. The show run from June till August with performances from Fits and the Tantrums, Melissa Etheridge, and Andy Grammer. This is CPR News.